We all have our morning routine.
The kids ain't going to learn nothing.
Thanks for making Toucher and Rich part of yours.
That's right, baby.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Okie dokie, let's go.
Kyrie, if there was an opportunity to have you reunited with LeBron James, is that something you'd be open to or against?
Like I said, in this business, I've kind of experienced it all, and I've seen a lot, so, we'll see what management decides.
.985 The Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich, Kyrie Irving doesn't want to take less money this offseason. And if I was the Celtics, I wouldn't give him any money. I want to see how his injuries turn out.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, I don't want to say beneficial for both sides, because I think that the Celtics would rather sign him now because they would save a lot of money than having to wait another year. $80 million, as a matter of fact, is the tune of how much more it will cost if he ends up waiting and cashing in on the bird rights.
But it's not the worst thing in the world to have him to see how he's doing.
It's not. It's medically. Not. It isn't. So with all of this talk about what's going to happen, is LeBron James going to get a sit-down with Danny Ainge? Is there going to be any kind of movement made, even though a lot of people think if you kept the Celtics team exactly as is, they are a championship-worthy team already as constituted. However, there's a report that just came out from Adrian Wojnarowski that says that in February, right before the February trade deadline, the Celtics made an offer to San Antonio for Kawhi Leonard, but the Spurs turned it down and never made a counterproposal, according to league sources. He said San Antonio wasn't willing to discuss deals for Leonard in February. So far this spring, the Spurs remain resistant to trade. Now, this is an article that talks all about where the Spurs' heads are at. There have been a couple reports over the last few days that, despite the contentious relationship that Kawhi Leonard has reportedly had with most of the people in the Spurs organization, his, I don't want to say refusal to play, but his hesitancy to play, despite their doctors saying that he has been cleared, his own people think that he should stay back, and we've heard of this happening a lot of times before. Sometimes it's the player, sometimes it's for legit reasons, but either way, Greg Popovich, a guy who usually doesn't throw his own players under the bus, seemed to be frustrated with Kawhi Leonard near the end of the season. So Wojnarowski continues about Boston. He said, if reconciliation talks don't go well with Leonard, San Antonio has time to reconsider that stance with Boston. For example, Boston has the most appealing assets. Star young players and Sacramento's number one protected 2019 first-round pick. Only 4 months since the trade deadline, the Celtics find themselves in a different organizational space. Danny Ainge can stay on course with forwards Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown on rookie contracts, sparing Boston the financial pressure of re-signing two maximum contract players with knee histories, Kyrie Irving and Leonard, in 2019. Boston could still consider Leonard on a distressed, discounted deal, the way it secured Irving last summer, but that has become a far less likely scenario than keeping its young core. Where is your head on this?
What did they say anything about what they were going to give up?
That's the big thing.
Well, they didn't say, but if it's in February, there's part of me that thinks they might have been willing to give up either. I mean, they would obviously have to give up Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum. It was going to be one of those two.
Well, Leonard
was part
hurt
of the piece
back in February. I don't know if necessarily the Celtics offered that much. I mean, you had no idea where Leonard's health was back in February.
Sure, but you would have gotten him back for this year.
You were taking
more than likely.
You didn't know, and ESPN reported as recently as 6 weeks or 8 weeks ago that Leonard's injury isn't necessarily healed, and there's a lot of debate as to whether or not he ever will come back to full strength. So if you're the Celtics in February and you don't even have that knowledge, you just know that he's hurt, I don't know how much you're really offering there.
I've said this a ton over the last month or 2 months or so, is that there's just too many red flags with Kawhi Leonard. And Kawhi Leonard, when healthy, top five player on the
sure.
planet?
Yes.
Top five
yes.
player.
Yes, yes.
And would be an amazing addition to the Boston Celtics. I don't know whether or not he's that guy right now. I mean, he took, what was the last time he played? How many games did he play? Like nine this year?
I don't even think it was that much.
So he played nine games yeah. this season, and it's somebody who you also have to question. If you can't, it's not like he was in a bad organization. He's in one of the best organizations in sports. And if you're butting heads with a guy like Greg Popovich, one of the most respected, this whole thing about, well, he could come here and Brad Stevens is like the guru. He can, he's the player whisperer. He can bring the best out of him. Popovich is the same guy from everything that we know and we believe about Greg Popovich.
Well, he's more. I mean, he's one.
Well, of course. He's like when people think of like the two best coaches in the league right now, those are the two names that you're throwing out there, Brad Stevens and Greg Popovich, because it's been that way for years. So I don't know how much this is all going to change as far as his attitude and the people that he surrounds himself with if he comes to the Boston Celtics. This is not a situation like before where you had a guy like Isaiah Thomas who came from a garbage place in Phoenix and came here and was able to shine. So I just think that if you have to give up Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum in order to get a guy here who's going to end up costing you a ridiculous amount of money after this contract is done, after this year is done, it's just not worth it.
You can dangle the appearance in Uncle Drew in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
And you can say...
He's already got a full team full of like misfits and ne'er-do-wells. There's one guy, he's almost blind. He can't shoot. Then you got like a guy who's really short and, you know, old Nate Robinson. But you know what? They somehow make it work in the end, Fred.
See, the thing is that they're old but very good at basketball.
Mm-hmm. There's a white guy who talks very urban. He gets mocked.
How do you know all this about Uncle Drew?
It's in the trailer. There's so many mysteries in the plot line of Uncle Drew
They can synthesize it in 45 seconds.
See, I couldn't sit still to watch the whole trailer.
Stop. It's a dumb trailer. You can watch it.
No.
I could watch it. I haven't come across
it. A trailer? You're talking like the full two and a half minute trailer? I've not made it through it once.
Who's the white guy?
Nick Kroll. Who I like, and is very funny, but the guy needs a paycheck, too.
I think Nick Kroll is a big basketball fan, and I would imagine that's exactly
he did it just to be friends with all these guys?
Yeah, and it probably was 5 days of shooting. Like, I don't imagine that he was on set for a month.
Just know he puts his hands up in the air a lot and goes, yeah, yeah, what up?
Yeah. Well, he does a character where he's a basketball referee cartoon, Big Mouth. But yes, I agree with you. You're not going to give up a young piece for Kawhi Leonard. At this point.
And why would you do that now? And I think that Wojnarowski kind of hints around to that is, you know, we saw something from Jason Tatum that, thank goodness that they were able to play as much as they were in the playoffs because he was tested and he passed. You know, I don't think Jaylen Brown is any worse the player because of how he ended up performing at the end of the playoffs. He's still got a while to learn.
We were talking about the comparisons between Jaylen Brown and Jimmy Butler, by the way, and people were giving out statistics. Jimmy Butler was like a second team all defensive player. When he was a young player,
it took him like 4 or 5 years to become what he is.
Yeah, but not to become a great defensive player. He was one of the top defensive players in the league as a young player.
You see, you were asking me what Jaylen Brown, I believe, his ceiling was, and I think his ceiling is Jimmy Butler.
Right, and I disagree. I think that Jaylen Brown can jump out of the gym and basically that a dime a dozen.
But Jason Tatum, I mean,
Tatum has shown that he's could be special.
Well, sure. If it's LeBron James or it's Anthony Davis, those might be two of the only players that you would give up Jason Tatum right now for, because you have a budding superstar for very little money. That rookie contract for another 3 years.
You would trade Jason Tatum for 1 year of LeBron?
Yeah. Well, it would be more than likely 2 years, right?
It'd be wanted an option, and it depends on what where LeBron's head at. Well, you could go somewhere else.
You wouldn't have to trade him. That's the thing.
You wouldn't even... That doesn't make financial sense. Right. You'd have to trade one of your max players.
Right. That wouldn't even be in the conversation. I'm just saying that's the only person the two people that I would even think about trading for.
But I just think it's funny how passionate people are about LeBron James not being on this team, and you just say to yourself...
You wait till he's here.
You dumb idiot.
And I hate him, and it's going to suck, and it's going to be hard, but all I know, and I'd rather have them win without him, but you're going to win. You get that guy on this team, you're winning championships.
And you have the easiest route to get him. You just trade one of your max players straight up for him. And there you go.
But his kid enrolled in someplace in California.
They've been enrolled there for a while.
He's going to L.A.
Yep. He's not an Uncle Drew. They had to go for Kyrie Irving. See, if LeBron James stars in the movie... Then I get it. But Kyrie Irving, woof. Now watch, it's going to make $500 million.
It'll make $30 million. $30 is what it's going to make.
Why? Because that's how much it cost?
No. Well, it probably costs like $10 million. This is probably like a Tyler Perry situation. Yeah. Where it's just, honestly, how much do you think it would cost to get Kyrie Irving to play the lead in this?
Free? And I'm not joking.
I mean, just because he wants to get his brand out there. And he's already making a ton of money.
What does he endorse? that he's making all this endorsement money.
Oh, he's Nike. He also endorses, I mean, there's Pepsi, obviously.
Who the hell knows who Kyrie Irving is?
Dude, Fred, you I can't believe you're saying that. He's one of the most popular players in the NBA, which is one of the most facial recognizable athletes right now in all of the sports.
I can't imagine.
There's no superstars in baseball. There's almost no... in football, you've got the quarterbacks, and then there's a bunch of people with their helmets on that are tough to recognize.
I don't know.
In basketball, they are the most marketable.
I would give you Odell Beckham. But they might be the most marketable, but I don't... you have to be a basketball fan to know who Kyrie Irving
is. Pepsi, Foot Locker, Panini. Those are the three big ones.
He makes Nike. 17... Okay,
Nike, Pepsi, Foot Locker, Panini. Those are the four.
Well, right, the Panini has got to be the big money.
Is that baseball cards? Or basketball cards?
Yeah. Basketball cards.
Remember with the Super Bowl when you guys, there's a Panini booth, we all went in there and got cards for
the kids? Ever.
You get to experience it for breakfast.
He's like, hello!
The Toucher and Rich Show on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
This might be a ripoff of Fred is Dead.
This song?
Yeah.
When did Fred is Dead come out?
70s.
Oh, okay.
Fred is Dead. Don't be misled. All right. 98.5 The Sports Hub. We're touching Rich. Last night I went out with the big softball game. And afterwards we went out with this other family. And I saw Billy Jaffe at a restaurant. And he starts smacking me in the side and then, like, picks me up and starts smacking me in the side again. Like, painful.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Why? I have no idea why.
He was just happy to see you, part of the ritual of... It's like, what's up?
Quasi-aggressive.
Chet from Weird Science.
It's like emasculating. Yeah. Like this thing like where I could, like he's like super strong.
It sounds like a certain person who comes in at 10 o'clock every day.
Yeah.
Jaffe could kick the crap out of Zolak. Jaffe could destroy Zolak.
That would be a good fight.
It would be a good fight.
He would definitely put up a fight.
Zolak's got the size, but Jaffe's in incredible shape, correct?
And Jaffe also is like a fire hydrant. I'll tell you what, both of them have manhandled me.
Well, you do have that unique knowledge.
And so,
to give us the tail of the tape.
Both of them have manhandled me, and I would tell you that I would take Jaffe in that fight.
Okay.
Yeah, Jaffe's just got like a thick, stupid head and like just it hits you in the side. But picks you up.
Couldn't Zolak, though, just like go insane like a wet cat, like a cornered wet cat? Doesn't he have that in him where he would just go nuts and like try to rip someone's eye out
if you're asking me whether or not Zolak's a special kind of crazy, I would vote in the affirmative.
Okay.
Yes.
Whereas Jaffe, I think, would be more of like a measured murder. Like he would just like take you and like take your throat and just crack your neck. Whereas Zolak would do something so horribly macabre, like that only Jay Stu could imagine.
Hey.
Just something so, like, wonderfully diabolical.
Look at you. You're going to put up your dukes. How about some burning acid in your eyes?
See, that's what we're talking about. Sneak some in.
Whoops-a-daisy.
Yeah.
You slipped on my knife. Every cut's a smiley face. Uh-oh, it's tongue sticking out. I'm sorry, that's your intestine.
That is a...
miles and miles of intestine. Playing in it.
Just playing in intestines.
It's like I've got a new sweet feather boa made of intestine.
Just wearing it, dancing in front of his camera, tucking it between his legs.
Oh, your innards. For me to play with.
Chase, too.
Hey, kitty, come here. Oh, thank you, James. Sweet, fresh blood. Meow, meow. Meow, meow, colon. Still fresh from the body. Meow, meow. No one wants the rectum, I call it.
Anything goes in the dungeon.
But that is an interesting question, is if it's... Because the two people that have manhandled me as an adult are Jaffe... I have no idea why Jaffe did that last night. I was thinking about it during the break. This wasn't something we were planning on talking about.
It's like, come here, buddy.
Is that what it was? He just walked up to you, didn't say anything, and just kind of like smacked you around?
Like, so we walk in, and we're with people that we don't really know that well.
Mm-hmm.
And...
and I see him, and he shakes my hand and, like, grabs it, like, real aggressively. Like, he's going to, like, break my hand. And then he, with his left hand, just starts smacking my side. Like, he left a big, like, handprint on me.
Yeah, it's like the over-aggressive greeting.
Yeah, but there was something, like, sinister in it. Like, he started smacking me.
Did you say anything to piss him off lately?
No. What I did is have him on the show to promote his hockey school that he's doing in August. So, if anything, why I did him a favor.
Because sometimes people, like, do that when there's a...
No,
on the surface, I want everyone to think that we are enjoying each other.
That's exactly how it came off.
Yeah.
But there's absolutely no reason. And then he had, like, ideas of doing business together and ideas of, you know, hanging out in the near future because we're gonna, both going to... I think we're going to do something on the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. So there was no, like, no, like, underneath... God, I'm stupid. There was no...
Underlying tones, yes.
Yeah, there's no, there was none of that.
I actually have audio of Fred and Billy Jaffe meeting each other yesterday.
What do you need us for?
Because some damn fool accused you of being the best.
Dylan! You son of a bitch.
What's the matter?
Flex.
The CIA got you pushing too many pencils?
I think that's what ended up happening. Then it was a 10-minute flexathon.
Yeah. Well, no, there was. I just got manhandled, and I actually was like, ow, you're hurting me. I was like, ow, that hurts.
I
like, what are you slapping me around for?
Well, that,
and he gets this, like, crazed look in his eye.
Oh, that's a hockey player thing.
Yeah, it's like some weird hockey thing.
That's a hockey player thing. I've seen that look before.
Yeah, he gets, like, some wild look in his eye, and he starts slapping me and picking me up.
Yep.
And Zolak's a more of a massager. Like, he'll come in and just grab your back, and they'll get very prison-like.
No, yeah, like Zolak's the kind of one who would take on a girlfriend in prison, and Jaffe would just be walking around killing people.
just for the love of the violence.
So all the inmates would be like, no, don't go near that guy. He's
a big blockhead sitting there slapping me around.
Yeah.
Very odd. I told him, too. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? I'm like, it hurts, and then he kept doing it.
Yeah, I've gotten the over-aggressive handshake pulled into a hug slap on the back. And that's like,
that's what he's doing, because when he's with, like, Roenick and these guys that he's friends with, they're probably hitting each other in the face as a greeting.
Right, they just smack each other in the teeth.
Yeah, but I'm just a normal citizen.
Is that how the stars greet each other? They smack each other around?
No, just these hockey players.
Hockey guys.
Yeah, they're like, go play golf, and they put, like, cigars out in each other's foreheads.
It's full contact. I understand.
Yeah, they get, like, I'm just a pedestrian. I'm just a John Q. Public.
Yeah.
I don't have time for that.
Did you let out an audible ow?
It hurt real bad. And I just had a root canal. So he took the root canal and just said, I'm going to smack the crap out of you. Very odd.
You still sore?
No.
Okay.
And now I can't even take care of myself because I can't complete. It's
really?
Been like 2 weeks.
Oh, jeez.
Got a lot of stuff bottled up, huh?
It's like the weirdest thing, and now it's in my head.
You're going to be like a human tube of toothpaste.
Well, I was just thinking, wait a minute.
Like, I can't. Like, I can't.
That's a good visual.
You might cough up a mistake.
So there's no possible spontaneous thing going here because you get so bottled up. And you still have it under control.
No, I want to, but I can't.
Right? Is there any event leading up to this that would precipitate the blockage?
I'll be like in a pool of sweat. Like, just frantically trying. Like, I'm not lying. Like, I'll get super, like, I just did 10 rounds.
I can just see the laptop is taking a beating.
You're sitting in the corner.
Damn it. Just,
like, every...
the arms up on the ropes.
Yeah.
Ready to go back in there.
And, like,
ready to go back
every
in.
Day,
oh, yeah.
Like, that goes by, I go, like, I can't quit. And then I'll, like, take a nap and wake up and try again. And it still won't happen. So I don't know what's going on with that.
And it's probably going to be like the strangest thing that triggers you. That's going to like that's going to make it all go. You're going to be watching like a commercial. There's going to be a commercial like Burger King or something. You're like, oh, there we go.
There it is.
That's
one,
it.
One of the many episodes of Friends that you watch.
No.
Something like that.
I don't watch Friends. It's the only thing that I won't watch.
Okay.
But it's starting to become uncomfortable.
Perhaps your wife could be of some assistance.
No, then there's no way.
That would make it worse?
There's no way.
Okay.
No.
Not going to happen?
No. All right. If I can't myself.
Right.
No one knows me more than me.
It's a good point there. Can't argue with that.
All right. I just had to let it out. I had to tell somebody.
I understand.
So you
it's the
everyone.
Damnedest thing. No.
Why stop there?
Maybe I'll meet some girl and she'll be like, I heard you have an IBI. I'll fix it for you. I'll go, oh, yeah? All right.
Freddy Toothpaste Toucher.
Just Freddy Toothpaste.
Peter, go ahead.
Hey, Toothpaste. Yeah, I got a theory as to why Jaffe doesn't like you. If you re-listen to your last conversation with Jaffe, you'll acknowledge that... you're making fun of the towel service.
Yeah, but I mean...
Towel service? What is this?
You don't understand that I had him on as a favorite to him.
Towel service? I was here for that interview. What was that?
No, because you got towels.
Towel service at his event. I remember this.
Yes,
now.
The reason we had Jeff. Do you think I really wanted to talk about the NHL finals? I did it as a favor because I like him. We've been friends for 20 years. John, go ahead.
Hey, Fred. I don't know if this is the impetus for why it happened, but I remember about 3 weeks ago you had referred that Billy Jaffe lived on the rather crappy part of Newton.
Yeah, it's still the truth.
Maybe that's it.
That's still the truth.
Yeah, but that's a
the restaurant
gag.
Was the was, restaurant yeah. was right across the street. I was very. We had to get out of there before the sun went down.
He lives on the wrong side of the Whole Foods.
Yep. Well, no, Whole Foods is on Walnut, so you got a lot of room. It's when you get by that Newton North area where
You doing all right there, Crest? You hanging in there? They're Aqua Fresh.
I'm
more AIM than anything else.
AIM, do they still make AIM?
How's it going there, Toms of Maine?
AIM?
Well, let's hope it doesn't come out like Aqua Fresh.
AIM wasn't toothpaste.
I thought it was.
I thought AIM was,
AIM
the
was
thing.
Toothpaste.
I thought AIM was the thing that you were supposed to like wash your mouth out with.
Oh, I thought AIM was toothpaste.
No,
maybe I'm wrong.
No, you're thinking of like Listerine.
Oh, No.
I'm
thinking of AIM.
If it comes out like Aqua Fresh, you got issues. There's some major plumbing problems.
That would be difficult to explain.
Well, that's my situation.
It's going to be something random, Fred. It's going to be something completely random that's going to turn it all around.
We'll see.
There's going to be like a Nancy comic strip or something.
Brenda Starr, maybe. Daryl, go ahead.
Hey, Fred, your problem is the root canal, buddy. It's the medication. Last time I had a root canal, they put me on some antibiotics, some mild painkillers. I couldn't complete, as to say, for at least 3 weeks.
No. I got the root. I haven't even tried since the root canal. And God bless your dentist because I got nothing. I just sat there in that stupid chair for 2 hours watching smoke come out of my mouth.
They only shoot you in the gums?
Yeah, they give me Novocaine.
Okay.
But, I mean...
Because I guess with root canals, they're not as bad as they used to be.
No, it's not. It doesn't hurt. It's just boring. You're sitting there for an hour and a half with unfinished business.
An hour and a half, man.
Yeah, it's an hour and a half. You sit there like an idiot for an hour and a half. It doesn't hurt.
Oh. See, an hour and a half, I would think, after a while, it would begin to...
It become... No, it's mundane. It's stupid. And I got to go back 2 more times. So the goal is that, like, some girl goes, like, hey, Fred, like, I heard about your problem. I've never failed. And I go, oh, yeah? Let's test this whole theory out.
Somebody said Tommy Curran put a hex on you for questioning his journalistic
integrity.
He
went to Guerrero. two of them.
And Scott Zolak, who's probably like secretly on Team Guerrero, came in and slipped something in your drink.
This is pre-Curran talk.
Okay.
Oh. It's been 2 weeks.
What happened 2 weeks ago that could have caused this?
Interesting.
2 weeks. Wow. Okay. So
no. I can. I have no problem getting aroused. It's just
right.
The other thing.
Sure. Right. Without a doubt.
Mm-hmm. And now when I think about it, it hurts. Carrying around a lot of baggage.
Yeah, I would imagine.
All right. Well, I don't know how I'm gonna how this is gonna stop.
I don't know how you rectify that.
All I'm
I don't
getting, either. All I'm getting is listeners sending us videos of like the Mentos challenge. They're saying like, Fred, any moment
if
now.
If only it was that easy.
No, you know you're gonna be. It's gonna be disappointing.
Yeah, I'm gonna just be like, eat some Mentos and pow.
Yeah.
It's over.
I don't know what's going on. This has never happened to me in my life. It's a complete mental block.
All right, Old Faithful.
No, I don't even think it's going to be like that. I think it's going to be like...
Old Faithful, you can count on it at a certain time of day.
I think it's going to be like...
Fred, the clock has stopped.
An old guy eating oatmeal. All right. We will be back. We'll play the Lonzo Ball thing. Here are the headlines.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Five to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. I saw Billy Jaffe yesterday. He slapped me, and then this whole thing with not finishing. Paul, go ahead.
Hey, Fred, your wife knows Billy, right? Rather well?
Yeah.
Is there something that you did to your wife that she might have said, hey, Billy, I want you to smack the boy around? Or could it be your mother-in-law? Somehow, deviously, came around the corner and got together with Billy Jaffe to say, yeah, that Fred, nobody likes him. I want you to hit him.
She found the strongest guy in town and did that. Steve, go ahead.
Freddy, I think it's all that money you lost when you cashed out.
Yeah, when I the excess 401k, when they gave me, for some reason that no one can tell me, and it didn't happen, I don't think, to many other people. I got sent a check, and they had taken out a good 20% of it because it was pre-tax donations or pre-tax in there.
Somebody was saying, Fred, you know, because you said it's been about 2 weeks. They said, wasn't it 2 weeks ago that somebody realized that you looked a lot like a certain person?
Ooh. Oh, is this the Jerry Garcia thing is in my head?
They're saying that it's been about 2 weeks since Eric Wilbur saw that picture of you when you were standing next to John Wallach when we did that experiment and said Fred has morphed into the thing that he hates the most, and that's Jerry Garcia.
Perhaps I should be looking at more Harry Pitts.
Maybe that's the case. Maybe that got in your psyche so bad.
On the internet.
It doesn't look... That is like the worst thing ever. It's Jerry Garcia.
Yep.
With my mouth...
It's just like, well, that's a Photoshop. I just think you're the two side by side. No, that's what the listeners are saying.
No. It's Jerry Garcia's body, Jerry Garcia's hair, Jerry Garcia's glasses. Okay, now that's
Fred.
I don't look anything like him. Not even remotely like him.
Look at John.
Oh, yeah, John. Well, I'd like to get into what you look like, John, you stupid bird.
John doing a little Tony Romo over there.
Yeah, no, well, it was Adam Jones.
Yeah, let's start getting to what you look like. Handsome.
Look at you.
It just really crawled inside your head.
This is it. I think he's right. This is the thing that has kept Fred from being able to finish.
You got to pop off like
for about
this,
2 weeks.
Jerry Garcia, I'm a foot taller and about 200 pounds lighter than Jerry Garcia.
That's true. You are.
Check the date, Mike. I want you to look and see what date it was that Eric Wilbur called out Fred for looking exactly like Jerry Garcia or morphing into him. Because there's nobody that Fred hates in music more than Jerry Garcia. Is that correct?
Yeah,
in music,
course.
Yeah, okay.
They're the worst band of all time.
Okay, well, there you go. So maybe that's it. We have maybe figured it out. And maybe you could speak to, you know, your therapist about how to get this out of your head.
Sure. I would like it just to be over. Maybe for the first time in my life I'll have a nocturnal emission. I've never had that. You've had to have had that before.
Oh, sure, of course. I mean, everyone has.
A nocturnal emission? I've never had one.
In your life?
Yeah,
like, when you're a kid?
No.
When you were a kid, that happens.
Sure you did. No, never.
Really?
Never. Never once in my entire life.
Interesting.
Okay.
As soon as I knew how, I was out. That was never an option. All right, I don't want to hear
you're
this
ready anymore. Before your body was.
Yeah.
I understand.
Let's go to people with many theories. Arnie, go ahead.
Listen, Fred, 2 weeks is far too long. far too long to be going on with that.
Okay.
And so get that prescription for what people take for colonoscopy, the liquid, and you'll be finished in 3 hours.
What?
I don't think that, I think he thinks that I haven't gone to the bathroom.
Oh,
yeah.
It's, I would say
no. That's not.
Which is good because we're
wrong
being,
opening.
We're being vague enough.
Good, I like that. Yes, you're right. You're right.
2 weeks without going to the bathroom would good. Be a problem.
That is good.
That's right. Jake, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Well, nothing that can match in your excitement.
Yeah, long night. So, anyways, just wondering. Now that the U.S. isn't in the World Cup, who do you guys, like, want to win? Who you guys...
I want time to pass, so it's over.
Iceland. I want Iceland to win the World Cup.
It's called ratings abyss.
It's called... It's called, like, oh, why is the bar so crowded?
At 1 in the afternoon.
Yeah, like, right? Like, I was sneaking out for, like, liquid lunch, and now it's packed.
That's the best driving bag through Brighton. Like during the World Cup, I mean, it'll be like 11 in the morning, and you'll just hear people like screaming in the bars. Packed.
Yep.
Borderline line at the door. Right down the street.
We were in Framingham when Brazil was doing something.
There's a huge Brazilian population
correct.
There. That's right.
Yeah, and so that was nuts. Well, we will eventually get to this Lonzo Ball. Now, we're positive this is a Kuzma diss track. And we're positive that it's him.
I think the name of the song is Kyle Kuzma.
Okay.
Or Kylie Kuzma. Oh, I didn't even catch that. Because he's a girl.
Oh, hey.
See, that's a good diss right there. Coming right out saying, you know what? You're a girl.
Yeah. It ain't nothing but a girl. So we'll have that. We will finally get to that.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Lonzo Ball has got a diss track for Kyle Kuzma, his teammate, who is better than him. And I don't know why he did this or in what bubble he thinks that he's capable of rapping. But
because he thinks the diss track's the thing now. You want to get noticed, you got to put the diss track on there.
Has there been, and this is kind of, it's not like in the news or anything. Has this gained any kind of recognition?
Well, LeVar Ball or the Lonzo Ball diss track?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, people are now, the joke is, okay, LeBron, so this is the kind of situation you want to go into where you've got this idiot on the team who's doing this and making, and you've got LeVar Ball who's coming out saying that you bring LeBron here and we're winning a championship in our first year. I mean, it's...
No,
it's,
but is this gaining traction? Because this is a controversial figure in sports who's...
As a joke, openly. As saying, this guy, this is awful. Yes.
Okay, because it's not like all over the place. You know, I would think that it would be more of a story. But it apparently
is not.
But
then again, it's the Lakers, friend.
Yeah.
See, and nobody cares about the Lakers right now unless it involves LeBron James.
Okay, so here is an attempt at rapping by Ball there.
B. Jones! Who are you without CO2? Just another dude with a bunch of tattoos. You ain't got no shoe. Nike wins, cools lose. Claiming that I can't shoot, but all these words is hitting you. Boy, you talking crazy. Why you trying to play me? You ain't on my level. You ain't famous as my baby. I'm
He's talking about his shoe deal, how he can't shoot.
You're not as famous as my baby?
Yeah.
Then why are you wasting your time making a diss track about it?
Well, he's not as famous as my baby. This is very clever. He's really hitting him where he hurts.
Working out daily, but I ain't posting it. And I would never stop a workout just to post a pic.
So he's saying that Kyle Kuzma posts pics of himself working out.
Okay, fine.
If I was Lonzo Ball, I would not post pics of myself either for fear of breaking the camera. Due to the fact that I'm hideous looking. Not often that I'll see a man that is hard to look at. Lonzo Ball is difficult to look at. He is truly ugly.
You let him gas you up, thinking that you can't be touched. Coming from the outskirts of Flint, boy, you ain't tough.
Well, I would say if you're from the outskirts of Flint, that's not exactly the nicest place on the planet.
It's kind of known as somewhat of a hard city.
Yes, I would say that if I wouldn't.
He's not saying like Anaheim.
Well, no, yeah, where is Lonzo Ball from?
Yeah, good question. Where
like he's from, like, Southern California.
Yeah,
he went to some private school.
Chino Hills or something. Yeah, you don't drop Flint.
Right. Matter of fact, that might be like one of the top 10 I would name as being somewhat hard.
Let's put it this way.
You go straight to like Detroit. Like, all right, they have hard times there.
I grew up outside of Detroit. I've never been to Flint.
Anaheim.
Okay. I was joking when I said Anaheim.
It is.
Is it really where he's from? Anaheim. Okay, yeah. Well, great. You grew up in the same place as Mickey Mouse.
All right, maybe. I'm thinking that this is not true. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Just want to let you know why this isn't getting any traction. It's because they're best friends and nobody cares.
Yeah, I figured. So this is like a joke.
But the thing, the only thing about this is that at one point he goes, you don't have a father or something like that. He like rips on him like never had like not having a father, and he rips on him for that. I think his father like left him when he was a baby. So it's kind of something, you know, if you're just busting someone's balls.
I figured
it's kind of a gutsy thing to throw in there.
I figured that they had to be friends. It's just a terrible rap, but I there's no, because this would be a huge deal if this controversial figure was going after one of his own teammates.
And what's funny is that when it came out, it was like the Kyle Kuzma diss track as produced by, and it puts the name of the producer. I'm like, this just sounds like you press start on the Casio.
Yeah, you don't really want that.
That isn't quite the freshest of beats.
Well, Lonzo Ball underwent a platelet-rich plasma injection in his left knee. Because I went to LA Times and I'm like, does anyone care about this? So, yeah, I figured that had to be something that was an inside joke. Especially as soon as I heard the Flint thing, I was like, all right, he's got to be kidding. Flint's a human waste dump. I mean, you can't drink the water there. As soon as I heard Flint, I said that no one is that oblivious to what's going on. No one in the world. But yet still I sit here, incomplete.
Yes.
But yes. I've got 5 pounds on me.
5 pounds?
Well, yeah.
It's a lot.
Now I can't stop thinking about it.
Well.
Because I brought it up.
Mm-hmm. Let the cat out of the bag, if you know what I'm saying.
Hey, don't put it back. Let him suffer. Get him back in the bag. Come on, stupid. The jig is up. They found out that we stole the cats.
The jig is up. The what?
They caught on to our plan. Sack full of cats.
Is that the new rap diss track? He's dissing on cats?
Yeah. Hey, they're stupid. I'm underneath the shed. Hey, they're stupid. I'm going to scratch your head. Hey, they're dumbass. The dog ate all my crap. Hey. Scratch, cover poo. Cover it up in the litter. Now I'm going down. Hey, I'm only 5 feet away. Stupid, I'm underneath the tool shed. You're looking all around, you're putting up flyers.
Kenny Leonard James Stewart with his own diss track.
Yeah, you're putting up flyers, stupid. Here I am, laughing at you. I killed a bird. Here, I got rabies, stupid. Now I'm going to scratch you and give you an infection. Oh, yeah. Killing crap outside. Oh, yeah. I'm mercurial.
Stop. We've truly got off the rails today.
Figure eight underneath your feet. Figure eight underneath your feet. Hey, I'm gonna trip ya. Gonna break your hip. Send me to your grandparents' house so I can go under their legs and break their hips. It's really hard to get over that when you get older.
All right, Kenny Leonard James Stewart. I appreciate that. I don't know why.
It essentially could kill you. It can break your will to live.
Okay, so who is this a diss track towards anyway? Just like
human
everyone?
Beings.
Human beings. Okay.
Everybody.
All right.
Hey, old lady. You're lonely. Get some cats. Fall in love with me. Now I'm gone. It's gonna kill ya. You looked at me like I was your child. Now I'm gone.
and feel so empty. And it took all your pain pills. And die, you old bag. Oh, yeah.
This is Scat Cat. Is this, you do this track from this?
You got eight cats. Let's all get together and run away. Right. And so she goes, all right. All right. What's up, you old house frau? It's Valentine's Day. It seems you got no flowers again, fatso. You want to go at me?
So, okay, so this is Kitty Litter James Stewart, owned by Lonely Single Woman.
Yeah. You got friends. Why don't you have another Hungry Man dinner? Oh, yeah. No one gave me flowers. I urinated on the bed just to make you sad. Even I don't love you. Don't touch me. End it all.
That's not very nice. Kitty Litter James Stewart.
Well, you know.
Speaking to
I'm a curious.
A lonely woman. Diss track. You are mercurial. That had a surprise ending.
Your womb.
I wasn't ready for that.
Hey, your womb is empty.
Stop.
I'm not a fill-in.